The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio.
Looking for a product mentioned on The Trend Reporter? Check out our Amazon page to shop the show. Also, check out my Instagram and YouTube for more beauty and wellness coverage, including tutorials and more. Links in the show notes. I'm Mara Esquivel-Campo, journalist and beauty obsessive. Keeping up with beauty and wellness trends is a lot of work, so let me do it for you. Today on The Trend Reporter, fellas, this one's for you. We're talking all about men's grooming. How to...
No, you aren't. We are. I'm celebrity makeup artist Morel Hollis.
And I'm hairstylist to the stars, Derek Monroe, and we're bringing you the ultimate guide to men's grooming. Our best advice for a healthy beard.
Make sure that the hair on your face looks nice and shiny and groomed.
Tackling ingrown hairs and what to do if you're losing your hair.
Jump on it now.
And skincare that will have you looking like money. It's luxury. You look rich. I don't know about you, but my skin hair has changed.
Your skin hair?
My skincare has changed dramatically as I've gotten older.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I care now because I'm aging and I realize the results of not taking care of yourself.
Exactly.
So I'm very big now on, I have a whole system going on. I would always try stuff on myself. I got my first texturizer when I was in fifth grade.
And, oh, I stayed with those.
And I never looked back until more recent.
When you grew your hair.
But I can't, right. I kept a fresh Duke. I never was an S curl kind of a guy. I always used Duke. And then I learned that relaxers were the same thing as any general texturizer.
Right.
And so then I just started using relaxers on my hair.
My first one was Bantu. I went hard in Hawaiian Silky. Because you would do Bantu. Bantu was like, it would get it so soft, and then you would do the Hawaiian Silky and just let it dry and then run your fingers through it and then you look Dominican.
Let me tell you, when I first moved here to New York, because I was still texturizing, and I had went to, I think, Puerto Rico and got super tan, I was on the corner and somebody told me to go back to my country. With my texturizer.
Were you offended or were you flattered?
I said, yes! I was like, yes! He was cussing me. I used to, mother, go back to your country. I was like, yes! I've achieved it. But I love being black, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I had the silky hair, though.
For me, the goal with men's grooming is longevity. I want to look young forever. Me being 43 years old shocks a lot of people.
Right.
I hope it's when I'm 50, it's shocking people. Mm-hmm. I think that just... It's so important to have skin health because skin health equals longevity.
Yeah. And I always say when it comes to hair care that you definitely don't want to be distracted by marketing because most marketing is always to women. They always think only women care about their hair, but I care about my hair. I want my hair to be moisturized as well. I just want to always feel pulled together. I always want to feel polished. We really have to break these social norms where it's feminine to take care of your skin. It's feminine to care about your hair. It's not feminine. It's self-care.
Like at some point, you got to realize you got to drop the bar soap.
Oh, wait a minute.
No pause. Not drop the bar soap, but you have to let go of just the bar soap. Also, like, it's luxury. You look rich. It's about looking like the people that you see on TV. Don't get it twisted. Just because they shoot them, bang, bang, rap, rap, rap. These men are taking care of their skin. They're drinking water. They're using serums. Don't listen to none of that stuff. They're getting manicures, pedicures, all that stuff. Not taking care of yourself does not make you hard.
And look, my mama used to say, look like somebody's child.
Hey,
I don't want you out here not looking like you don't belong to nobody.
Beards are big right now. So let's start with beard health.
Okay, so some of my tips are for beard health is, first of all, if you are young and you don't have to worry about coloring your beard, then you just need to make sure you moisturize, shampoo it, and put a nice beard oil in it. But in the case that you, in the case that you have to be like me and color it, and I'm probably 80% gray under here. For real.
You have never let me see.
Listen, won't let nobody see. It's 80% gray. Literally, if I was to cut it, it would be all white. The one thing I noticed, though, is that it's like your hair on your head, and you're coloring this every week.
Yeah.
So that ammonia and peroxide in those colors is breaking that hair. So you have to definitely deep condition mm-hmm. your beard, just as if you were doing it, the hair on your head, to make sure that it, because it gets dry, and do not be afraid to trim it. I have friends that, because they have that situation and they grow their beards out and their beards were long and lush, and now they look like those little girls we went to in school that had the perms and the ends was scraggly.
Yeah, it was all thin at the
bottom. Looked like this, you could see through it. You know, so that's what their beards look like now. So you definitely want to make sure that you take care of that hair on your face just the same way you got to take care of the hair on your head.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on it?
I treat the beard, my beard hair, exactly like my hair on my head. So you have to make sure with your beard hair, the skin under there, you have to make sure that you're exfoliating, that you're hydrating, that you're also putting the serum into your beard, because that is also skin. That is a follicle. It's just hair that's on your face. I make sure that I do a pomade, and over quarantine, you know, none of the barbershops were open. So
right.
That's when I know a lot of people invested in the trimmer. These are the number one trimmers. The bevel trimmers are everything. I switched mine to the T blade, which is amazing for lining me up and all that stuff.
My barber has those.
Yeah, these are. Oh, my barber?
Where'd you find my barber?
You mean my barber?
The barber that I referred you?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
That's fine.
Continue.
Yeah, so that's amazing. Now, also, because my hair, my hair is curly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's what would you call my? What am I? 1C? What's
no,
the curl
definitely
type?
Not no 1C. You a 4C?
I feel like I'm a
1C.
I feel like I'm a 1C.
You maybe a 2C. You got curl.
Yeah, I do got curl. No, I'm really like a 3C, 4C.
Yeah,
but hydrated.
Yeah,
right.
Not dry.
What I usually do is I always do like a beard oil, but I also do a pomade. Bevel has a 2-in-1 pomade that I love that you can use on your hair and on your beard. And it's strong enough. It has a light hold that it's going to hold your beard hair down. So when I get a fresh cut, and you know, sometimes you wake up and your hair is all like,
yeah.
You know, you can see the pieces in there. This is great. You put it on, you brush it straight through. It's moisturizing. It's going to hydrate the skin. It's going to make sure that it looks good. And it's going to make sure that the hair on your face looks nice and shiny and groomed.
Part of beard health, and this can really be an issue with hair anywhere on your body, is ingrown hairs.
That was trial and error for me too, because I've always wanted my skin to be super clean under here. So the first thing I did was I got my Gillette. The first Gillette razor was the little one strip.
All right.
Tore me up. Used alcohol right after.
Me too.
And that was it.
Bumpy.
Dry, crusty.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to let it grow out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really, really bumpy under here. Then I was like, you know what? I'll go to the barbershop and let them. And not all barbers are created equal.
No.
And when I was in Columbus, Georgia, they definitely weren't.
Right.
So it was like dirty clippers. I had the bumps back here. Which we call chili meat. And yeah, we call it chili meat or Nestle Crunch.
Yeah, Nestle
I had
Crunch,
Nestle Crunch all under yeah, here yeah. and all under here. Yeah. It was so bad and I didn't know what it came from. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, ingrown hairs. I didn't know it was dirty clippers.
Yeah.
And then I did Magic Shave and that was great. And now I just make sure, like I use the trimmers also because they get just enough. The thing is when you shave, you can also shave if you have curly hair.
Yes.
That's the thing, you can shave, but people don't realize that if you do shave, you have to exfoliate that night. You have to exfoliate the next day.
Isn't there something with the multi blades though? Don't they prefer you to have like more than one blade or something?
Well, no. So what it is, you can have multi blades. It's going to get a very clean cut. But the problem is when you have curly hair, curly beard hair, the hair curves into a C. So you have to make sure you take care of that skin. You have to treat the skin under here exactly like you treat it on your face. It has to be super soft and supple where it doesn't go back into the skin. And you have to make sure that you keep this area clean so it doesn't have the opportunity to grow back into the skin. So that's why exfoliation is key.
And with a hot towel as well.
Hot towels keep those pores and those follicles open. Yeah.
I found that I had to use, thank God, and I've always been scared because I went to church with a young man that had the chili meat on the back of his neck.
It's devastating to see it. It's almost it's like you want to help him.
Right. I found that there were products, though, that were helpful with that. Kitty Kitty was one of those products that helps to dry that up. Kitty Kitty is almost like Tussin to me. You know, I put a little bit of
Kitty Kitty.
It's a little cream. Going back to Magic, you know, they sort of partner with Dark and Lovely, of who I'm work with. So they've sent me some products that has cedar oil in it. Mm-hmm. And this, so I love that because they have like a 3-in-1 shampoo, like it's a shampoo, it's a face scrub, and it's a beard shampoo as well. So it definitely helps to make sure that your skin is moisturized. So it definitely makes sure that you're exfoliating to help to get all of that crust off.
Now to the hair on our head. Let's talk hair care.
Okay, so when it comes to hair care, let's just be honest. A lot of products aren't necessarily marketed to men.
Right.
There's this sort of small lane and stuff that they think only men will use on their hair. Don't be afraid to branch out in products that aren't necessarily. Like if you have locks, Dark and Lovely for Protective Styles has a refreshing spray that definitely helps in, so you don't be stinking and stuff in your scalp after you're working out. So it gives you a nice little launder, like you just put a downy sheet in your scalp.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's good for stuff like that. They also have like a moisturizer that has rice water in it, which is really great for moisturizing the hair. So if you're getting ready to put your do-rag on, you can spray that. You can put your pomade over top of that and then put your do-rag on, lay your waves down like you got going on, sir. Okay. And then like when it comes to color, like sometimes those colors that they make, those 5-minute colors, they depending if you're a person that really has amazing thick hair and your hair is can manage it, then that's fine. But if you have fine hair, you want to use more of a gentle color. So just because it has a woman on the box, don't be afraid to go with more of a gentler color. And you don't always have to use the 5-in-1 for men. Like we feel, you know, they market it in a certain way, but go with what's best and it's going to also cater to what your needs is for your scalp. Definitely make sure you get some products with tea tree oil in it to definitely make sure you help with dandruff, all of those things, you know. And so I think people really should just pay attention to making sure that men get hot oil treatments. I don't know if men really take the time to really get hot oil treatments.
Like, people don't realize that you, when you're picking your beard out and you're just doing your thing or you just brushing your hair, you are sometimes breaking that follicle. And if you have a split end, just like in your hair, when that split end goes to the root, what happens?
It's done for.
It's done. So you have to make sure that if you want a thick, healthy beard, that you're trimming it regularly. We have the 2-in-1. The 2-in-1 actually has tea tree oil in there, which is great for moisturizing. Yeah, great for moisturizing your scalp and your beard. So you're getting benefits, you're getting hydration, and you're also getting a hold that's going to keep everything in place so you look well-groomed.
And can I also say this? When it comes to hair, I think a lot of men that are afraid of losing their hair. And so let's go through this in stages.
Yeah.
If you're noticing that you're losing your hair and it's early, I say jump on it now.
Yes.
And see your doctor. Nowadays, you really don't even have to see your doctor. They have sites like Hims and Keeps and all of these different sites that allow you to get the minoxidil. It also allows you to get the shampoos that come with it. And it also allows you to get the finasteride. I've been using the finasteride for over 7 years. I felt myself getting thin in the top and I was very nervous about it. And I've been using it. When I talked to my doctor, she also said that because a lot of people are worried about the sexual effects.
Right.
But she also said that that's very minor in a few people. I mean, you can see your doctor. They have the blood they do this thing where they
blood plasma,
mm-hmm. and they whip it and they inject it, and that helps. I've had a friend that has used that. Mm-hmm. That has given him grown his hair back. And if that's the case, I'm not above a unit. Let me tell you, if ever come a day that my hair's completely gone, this forehead was not made to be seen. The joint is already back here. We got to pull it forward. So I will give me a unit if I have to.
I'm on the first flight to Turkey.
Oh, you're getting
first
the surgery.
Flight. I am surgery. Not good bald.
You're right.
The minute I see it, I mean, I see my hairline. It's not the same. It's not the same. If it go 1 centimeter back, I'm on the first plane, COVID or not,
okay.
to Turkey.
Okay.
And I'm healing on the beach.
I'm going to get it just preventative.
Yes.
Well,
I'm not playing with y'all.
You know, that's why I got a bang bang. Bang bang.
Let's move on to what I consider to be the most important part of being a well-groomed man, skincare.
So for me, me now being older and me knowing more about skin health, my nighttime routine is pretty simple. Right now, I'm doing a lot of Bevel because it's so simple, it's easy. I'm super busy, so I don't have time to do every single thing that I used to do. So I like to have products that are easy and quick, and I still get the benefit of the product. So at nighttime, I make sure that I wash my face with a gentle cleanser. I use a toner because you want to make sure you use a toner to bring your skin back to its natural pH balance. Some people just wash their skin and then put moisturizer on. But what ends up happening is when you wash your skin, you're removing all the natural oils and all the natural ingredients and nutrients that are in your skin to help get it back to normal. So when you restore the pH balance with the toner, you're allowing your skin to accept the serums and the moisturizer that you're using to be evenly distributed on your face. I do my moisturizer and then I do a serum. I've been using a lot of Bevel, and I love the face serum with Bevel because it helps with my dark spots, my hyperpigmentation. I exfoliate. Sometimes I do like a granule, or I'll do like a chemical exfoliation. If I don't have time for that, then what I love about this is that there's a 2-in-1 pad that I can just do super easy. I can wipe it over my face at night. It's exfoliating and also nurturing my skin while I sleep, which is amazing. And then I put on my moisturizer, my serum, and then I go to sleep. And then when I wake up in the morning, I do a light face wash. I do a light gel cleanser. I do a light moisturizer, I do a little anti-shine, and then I do an SPF of like 35. Like, it's very important for Black people to incorporate SPFs in there. Like, we're everybody getting hurt by the sun. It's not just white people, it's everybody. Eye cream is really, really good to have at nighttime also. Reason being because sometimes when you do your eye cream in the daytime, it ends up seeping into your eye and it's burning and all that good
stuff.
I've
been at the gym and
yes.
going blind.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I've been using Youth by the People. Youth by the People is an amazing, like, organic skincare company. You can get it at Sephora. It is like a hyaluronic acid. It has like really powerful peptides in there, so it's going to reduce the fine lines and wrinkles and have you silky smooth under the eye.
But it's also important to do it over here too, because this wrinkles, and I noticed
yes.
I was getting super dry right here, and it was starting. I've been really going hard with eye cream around this part of my eye as well.
I have to use like a special cream because I have eczema on my lids, which is why I have a natural smoky eye.
Come on, natural smoky eye.
But I have to use like a different kind of moisturizer, so I can't use anything on my lids because it'll make it active, and next thing you know, I got the bumpy lids.
Dermalogica, they have this retinol oil that I love at so night. I've been really putting that on, sleeping with that. I've been using the Fenty Beauty. I've been using this Conscious Beauty as well.
Do you use the fat water?
I use the fat water.
Fat water is good.
Yes, I use the fat water. I use the whole system. It came in a system, so I definitely use all that. I've been using this guy. He has this thing, this product called Conscious Beauty. And I like that because it has a vitamin C oil. Mm-hmm. I go to what my skin is looking like. So right. If I feel like, okay, I'm seeing a little acne, that's when I'll go to sleep with the retinol oil. If I feel like, okay, my skin's in a pretty good condition, but it just needs some brightening, then I'll use the vitamin C oil to go to sleep. Like, I don't sleep in the retinol oil every night.
Right.
But I do love that when I wake up in the morning, my skin does feel moisturized and
soft.
Yeah. I can, it's the one few products that when I wake up, I'm really like, oh, I can really tell a difference by using this product. Like, quicker than most products that I've used. Most things are over time. That I sort of saw more of a quicker, immediate response. And now I've gotten into the point that I really love using a mask because I notice I have huge pores. And I look and my nose looks like crater of on the moon.
It don't look like it now.
That's because I put on some primer that I use, and which guys can do this. I don't think people really notice that. Like if a guy doesn't want anti-shine, if you don't want to be a person that wear makeup or anything like that, an anti-shine that will close those pores and make you not look greasy and sweaty. I don't just use one mask for everything. Sometimes I don't need as much detoxifying. Sometimes I'm realizing that I'm seeing a lot of blackheads, so I want to do that. You just sort of basically need to pay attention to what your skin and everything is telling you.
Yeah, it definitely tells you. It's also internal, so that's where it starts. You have to make sure that you're drinking a lot of water. And if you drink, like I drink, it's very important to drink water after each drink. Smoking, all those things play a factor in your skin, texture, tone, and health.
I'm so glad you said that because a scrub, they make lip scrubs. And if you are a smoker, I am not, I've never really been ever, but I still suggest this to those smokers. Get the lip scrub and ever so often scrape them lips.
And if you don't have a lip scrub, you can do coconut oil. All this stuff is in your cabinet. You can do coconut oil and brown sugar. You can party and still be healthy.
Yes, it's important. I feel like if you want to look bright, the whites of your eyes matter to me. If I'm going out and I want to look extra bright and extra like nice in the face, I use that Lumi drop.
The Lumi drops are really, really good.
I love them because I feel like a lot of times it brightens your eyes, especially once again, if you're a smoker, but not even that, if you're tired, any of that, it just takes the tiredness out of your face and it just makes you look bright and alive.
I know this is overwhelming to your average Joe, and average Joe is not negative. Average Joe is just the person that's not really informed about all this. The biggest takeaway from this and what you really need to remember is to make sure that your skin is healthy. Make sure you exfoliate at night. Mm-hmm. Make sure you use a serum to help nurture and nourish your skin. And use an SPF in the daytime. And use a beard pomade or a beard oil to make sure that the hair health is healthy. Mm-hmm. So that's important. Keep that shine. You know, everybody want to look like Diddy.
Thank you for joining us on the first ever Trend Reporter Takeover. I'm Morel Hollis, and you can find me on social media at Morel Hollis.
And I'm Derek Monroe, and you can find me on social media at all platforms under Derek Monroe. And please be sure to check out my YouTube page, Behind the Scenes Beauty.
Hey guys, I'd love to hear from you. Hit me up on Instagram with show ideas, guest suggestions, or products you'd like to know more about. Also, don't forget that you can shop the show on our Amazon page and check out my YouTube page for tutorials and more. Links in the show notes.
The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.